winded down here for the week on Denver. It's a team that we've, like I said at the beginning of the week, offensively is quite a bit different from what they were last year, and so that's been a little different type of preparation from the option stuff that we worked on last year with their offense. But and defensively, again, a real active group, especially with Miller, who definitely looks like he's 100% this year, and not playing with that club and cast and some of the other new players they have on defense, like Porter and Wolf and those guys. So it'll be a good opportunity here for us today, tomorrow, to try to pull everything together, tie a few loose ends, and hopefully be ready to go on Sunday.
Getting Aaron back to practice, encouraging, surprise you at all?
Good to see him back out there, of course. Always. It's good to see all the players back out there. Somebody's out, it's good to see him come back and good to see him do more. So we'll just take a day to day and see where we end up here.
Bill, what's Frostheide dealing with? I mean, it says not injury related. I mean, was he sick or is it something more personal in nature?
It's not injury related. Sure, you'll see him out there today.
The watching their Broncos film on the Raiders game, Del Rio was doing a lot of standing up with his defensive players. Is that something they've done in all the games? And okay.
Yes. Yeah, they have kind of a defense where nobody's down, and they kind of walk around, and they don't really have anybody in a three-point stance, or maybe sometimes one guy will get down. But they've done that. They've shown that. I'll say in every game, or at least a number of times during the year. It's not like a one-time thing against Oakland. They've been doing that.
Screw with the mic identification for some of the teams.
Yeah, well, again, they have some versatile guys that sometimes they rush, sometimes they cover, and they like to bring a lot of defensive backs when they get into their 6 and 7 defensive back defenses. So they're really like linebackers, but they're defensive backs. But it just becomes an identification thing for the offense: who's a DB, who's a linebacker, who's got who's down. And so you potentially have 11 guys in coverage instead of just, say, 7 if it's a traditional four-man line. And then your combinations of who has who. And in a lot of cases where you have on third down, you have one guy might have two, like a guard might have a Mike to a nickel back, or a back might have a linebacker to a safety, or whatever it happens to be. Then it just becomes a who's who game. So they've done that, and again, that's one of the many things they do that creates problems for you preparation wise. Making sure you have that, and they do it every week. Then that's something you got to be ready for, because you kind of know that sooner or later they're going to give it to you, and you have to have a way to handle it, or just in your normal rules, just go over how you're going to cover it. So.
Well, what improvements do you see in your running game?
I don't know. We'll see what happens this week. I mean, we've had our moments in the previous games, but that doesn't really matter. We're not playing any of those teams this week. We're playing Denver, so we'll see how it goes against the Broncos. I don't know.
Are you surprised that Shane Green hasn't had a bigger role in the rushing so far this season?
My surprise. Well, I mean, wasn't active for one game. So, I mean, I think we have confidence in all our backs. So, whichever ones are in there, we have confidence they'll be productive.
With Aaron not having played the last couple of weeks, and Rob maybe missing a practice or two, has this been a good opportunity for Daniel Fells? And have you liked what you've seen from him?
It has. Daniel and Mike Hooman have both gotten some of those opportunities when those guys haven't had all the practice time. So Yeah, it has been good, and I think it's helped him just in the overall communication. I mean, you know, Mike wasn't with us in training camp. Daniel was with us, but didn't participate in training camp much until that last couple weeks there when he came off PUP. So just being able to get out there, hear the calls, you know, get the timing with the quarterbacks and the other receivers in the passing game, or the tackles and tight ends in the running game on combination blocks, double team blocks, things like that. How to recognize the linebacker, corner, linebacker, safety relationship on perimeter plays, things like that. It all helps, absolutely. And it has been. It's those guys have gotten a lot of snaps, and I think it's definitely helped their execution and their timing, their understanding of the plays, and, you know, working with different – those guys have to work with a lot of different people. They got to work with the tackles. They got to work with the other tight end. They got to work with the receivers in pass protection and in the running game. Yeah, it's been a good opportunity for them.
Bill, like you said, Daniel wasn't out there much in training camp, and it's been nicked up a little bit. So we haven't seen a whole bunch, but it looks like he's a pro's pro. Like he's just
he is.
Yeah, I mean, is that what you see in practice?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Dan, he knows what to do. He works hard. He's an experienced player. He's very professional in his attitude, his preparation, his film study, and all that. No question, he's very good on all those things.
Bill, we talked a little bit on Wednesday about John Fox's defense, how he mixes up the fronts, the looks.
Mm-hmm.
In the secondary, Champ Bailey, is he somebody capable of, by himself, changing the way he's playing a receiver and the look he gives a certain receiver or even the tight end?
Well, I mean, I think I would start by just saying with Champ, I mean, he's, to me, one of the few corners in the league that really can match up against anybody. I mean, he matches up against the Andre Johnsons of the world. I mean, the big, you know, big, strong, physical, fast guys, and then he'll match up against, you know, quick, real good route running, quick receivers, guys like that, too. It doesn't really make any difference. I mean, you can watch him, you know, match up against, whoever they want to put him on, you know, whether it's Mike Wallace or whether it's Calvin Johnson or, I mean, through the years, I'm not just talking about this year. And at times he's been on tight ends, like when he, you know, would be on Gonzalez, you know, back in the day and things like that. So I think he's really capable of being physical and standing in there and banging with the big guys. He's got enough quickness and length with the little guys to match their quickness and give them a problem and stay with them. Or if he gets his hands on them and jams them, he can destroy the route right off the bat. He's a very instinctive player, so he has a good sense of what the guy's trying to do and what their tendencies are and things like that. So he's on a lot of routes just because he's experienced and he's smart. But I think he can cover, I'd say there aren't too many corners in the league. It'd be hard to think of who the next one would be that, like him, could match up as well against any type of receiver. You know, some guys do well against some type of players and have a little trouble with another type of guy. It looks to me like he does a pretty good job against everybody. And whoever the other team's best receiver is, if they want to match him up, which sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. They don't always match him, but at times they will. He can match him, he can not match him, or he can take whoever comes out and do a pretty good job with it. Man, zone, he's a good cover two corner, he's a good one-on-one corner, he's a good zone corner, tackles well, he's a good run force corner. I mean, he's really, you know, he's pretty much, you know, a prototype corner in terms of having a full set of skills, does everything well, plays the ball well, very good hands. But he's a strong tackler and a good run force player, too.
Bill, the play of the rookies, we've seen Chandler Jones, Tavon Wilson, and Brandon Bolden make some big plays. Just where are you with being comfortable with their development at this point?
Well, I think they're all working hard. I think they're all improving. And they have helped us. They got a long way to go. I think there's a lot of things they can do better. And if they continue to work hard and prepare and pay attention to little things and the details, it'll take them to higher ground, then I think they'll improve and they'll continue to be good players. they could be, but they can be better than what they are now. But they have helped us. They definitely have some talent. They've done a good job so far. They just got to keep, adding the experience and the little things and the coaching points, and take advantage of their opportunities to learn from their mistakes and the things that they don't do well, to correct those and get them right the next time, or make them positive the next time.
Also, Bill, did you get a chance to see the Cleveland 95, or no?
Yeah, I did. No, I saw it.
What were your thoughts?
Well, as usual, NFL films. I thought they did a good job. So, you know, there's a lot of good people there, a lot of talented people that I had the privilege to work with, and I learned a lot from. So I think it captured things pretty accurately.
Group plan at the local eyeglass place.
Yeah, we had a few things like that. Yeah, there were a lot of guys on the budget plan there too. You know. Okay, great. Thanks.